With our coastline filled with surfers, we get a lot of fun surfing-related books and stories, but one children's book in particular focuses on granny surfers. Granny Grommet and Me by Diane Woofer and Karen Blair tells the story of a young swimmer who's afraid to jump into the waves at the beach and instead watches their granny hit the surf. To tell us more about the book, we're joined by author Diane Woofer and illustrator Karen Blair. Thank you so much for joining me on the record, you both.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Now, Diane, how did you come across this idea of a granny surfer?
Well, I live in Albany and I love the beach and I walk my dog, current dog, but also my beautiful old dog, along Middleton Beach. Particularly the dog beach happens to be where the best surf comes in. And I used to see these, well, I still do see these ladies out there surfing on Friday mornings, and I became curious and, of course, found out that they're the Granny Grommets.
I love that so much. A phrase I never thought I would hear, but here we are. It's in book form. It's in real life as well. Tell us about your book. What is it about and how did you create a story from the Granny Grommets you spoke to?
Well, I knew that I wanted to write about them because they have such a joy for life. They're just great. You can hear them hooting and laughing as they catch waves, even on Albany's challenging weather days. And so I knew I wanted to capture that joyful spirit, but children's books are usually there's a child character or an animal stand-in. And so I needed to come up with an idea for how I could approach that and basically get the grannies into a book. So I thought fear of the ocean is a very common anxiety for little children. And so I went with that. So I have a child who's afraid of the ocean and the fabulous Granny Grommets help alleviate that anxiety.
And Karen, both you and Diane went down to watch the granny surfers. What was that like for you seeing them hit the waves?
It was absolutely beautiful. They are the most extraordinary bunch of women. Their joy for life is unparalleled. And it was just fantastic inspiration to see them. They're just having the best time together and, you know, their dedication to surfing in all weathers is very admirable, but also to be part of the environment that inspired the story because it's Albany is such a beautiful, unique seaside environment. It's like this contrast of calm and wild and colours and atmosphere. And so I got a lot of inspiration for the illustrations from being there, from both the real life grannies and the environment because having those together combined is really important to the story.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when you went down, were you keeping an eye out for certain things for your art or just whatever captured your attention?
Well, I think it was the general feel of the way the real Granny Grommets are just so at ease in the ocean. And so that sort of sets the scene for the example of an older generation to a child that you can have a relationship with the environment that is, you know, that could be fearful when you're not used to it. But, you know, just throwing themselves into the ocean wave after wave and getting dumped and, you know, I remember one of them going, oh, I'm a beach whale, you know, and just having the best time. So I think it was just, you know, that must have been what inspired you, Diane, this sort of sense of play and absolute joy to just be in the ocean every Friday morning.
It totally did. And this morning, while just waiting for the call, that I've been updating the page on my website, the Granny Grommet and Me page, and there's a photo of Karen and I sitting down on the beach in Albany. It's winter. We're all rugged up in our jumpers, and there are the grannies out there in their wetsuits. And at first, they must have, before the book came out, it takes ages for a book to come out from idea, and they must have thought, what on earth are you doing sitting there? Staring at them.
They're probably thinking, get in the sea.
That's right, exactly. What are you doing on the beach?
Braver than me,
and
sure.
Yeah, they loved some of them even have cut out printed photos of themselves and cut their face out and stuck it into the book so that when
isn't that gorgeous?
granny caught a wave. They're reading it to their grandchildren and there's the face of their own face. It's really sweet.
And Diane, I read that a few of the granny grommets got to read your book. What feedback did you get from them?
Well, I was a bit nervous at first because I know there has been a lot of media attention long ago. Not some, there was a recent burst early 23, but some of them were a bit over it. And I thought, oh gosh, I don't want to intrude. They're quite private in their own way, and I didn't want to intrude. So I was a bit nervous that they might not love it, but the ones I've spoken to, they all seem to love it. Many of them are grandparents, and so they've got their own children that they can read it to. And I guess in some way it just validates, sometimes in our society older women can become invisible, but these ladies are certainly not invisible. They're just so brave and courageous. And when one was asked at some point, aren't you afraid of sharks, because it is Albany after all, and she just laughed and said, I'd rather be taken by a grey nurse than end up in a nursing home. And that kind of sums up their spirit.
Definitely very interesting outlook on life there. You're listening to On the Record. I'm joined by Diane Wolfer and Karen Blair, and we're discussing their book, Granny Grommet and Me. Now, Diane, the story is very much about the power of our elders to transform scary or new experiences into exciting ones. How important are these messages for young children?
I think that's a very important message. As a writer, you're not necessarily going in thinking here's a big message, but the fact that that comes through is really important to me, and that the world, it's just, there are so many horrible things on the news, and our climate's changing, and there are so many things that are frightening for young children, let alone adults. So knowing that there are generational, there are people who can help young children with whatever their fear might be, whether it's a fear of the ocean or something else, that there are kind, loving people around them. And if even not their own grandparent, there are elders in the community and people who are there to help.
It's such a lovely message, and it was really great to read it in book form, but also accompanied by such beautiful illustrations. Karen, what was the process of taking Diane's words and what you saw at the beach and creating a new world and new characters from it?
It was such a fun process. It was very lengthy. This one took me about a year to make. It was probably one of my first picture books. I've done quite a few since then. But I, it was, yeah, combining the characters and the setting, as I said, but creating sort of four distinct grannies, which Diane had beautifully written into the text, this sort of, this lovely little group, giving them their own distinct characters. And because they're all in wetsuits, they have their own shape and size and matching colours and things like that. So the character design and development is like one of my favourite stages. And they definitely weren't based on any particular human people that I've met before. It was more just to create a sense of these people in the book. But out of all the books I've done, the Granny Grommets are definitely some of my favourite characters that I've ever worked on. And then the process after that is lots of sketching and storyboarding and back and forth. Diane and I did a lot of development on this together, which is, it's unusual in publishing. We usually develop with a publisher first. And then we were very lucky to have a pickup, and then there's back and forth with layout and do the roughs and the colour roughs and then the final illustrations is the very, very last stage, which where it all comes together and all the trials and tests that I've done sort of pop out at the other end, sort of like the performance after rehearsing musical. That's the way I sort of think of it. And yeah, and then it all gets gathered together. But I'm super proud of this book. I think it's not only the topic. Like Diane was saying, the addressing the fear of the child, but being able to work with my friend Diane was also really lovely.
Oh, and likewise, I love the way, Karen, you made those fun little models of the grannies. And I remember we met in a cafe, very kind of round about the storyboard stage, long, long ago in Perth. And I think I'd said something about, when she does this, but you were like, oh no, I thought it was a he. And the beautiful thing is that the child, it can be either. The child's in a wetsuit with his fabulous scruffy hair and hat. And so it really appeals to all children. Sometimes you might get, boys just want to read about boy characters or vice versa.
Yeah.
But this one seems to cross across.
Yeah, well, I think I sort of consciously chose to do that. And we did talk about that a lot, didn't we, Diane?
Mm.
But I think at the end of the day, I thought, well, I like a child. It's very important in a picture book for a child to be able to recognise themselves in a story, or someone they know. They might be like, oh, that's my friend such and such. And because you'd written it in first person, that the gender is never referred to. So yeah, it was an interesting exercise in sort of gender representation, how bodies are displayed in children's books. And I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, it's such a lovely book, both with the words and the story, but the art as well. And I love that all the characters are so diverse, and I'm sure one of those characters might be a little bit similar to your grandmother or even just someone else in your family or a friend. The book is about to be re-released. It came out in 2013, so it's nice that it's getting some love and being put back into the spotlight once again. We've been talking all about Granny, Gromit and Me, but before we let you both go this morning, Karen, and I'll ask you as well, Diane, after working on this book together, do you think you'll ever become a Granny Gromit?
Every time
Diane has a better chance than me.
I swim often, like most, if I'm in Albany, I usually swim in the morning. I've been down there this morning. Normally I swim in the shark net, which is further up the beach. But if I'm walking the dog, that's the area, or I just love going down to hang out with them and see them sometimes. And I know people said, why don't you join the Granny Grommets? Why aren't you a Grommet? And I love everything about them. I guess at the moment while I'm working, I come and go quite a bit. And I think if you're going to be in a group, it's good to go regularly. And I might not be going all the time and just sort of like to swim wherever. So at the moment, but never say never. It's just such a fabulous group. And there is actually, I've noticed there's one or two groups overseas now as well, which I sort of linked in.
Amazing.
I've seen them on socials. So, yeah, there's also, apart from these fabulous grannies, of course, around our coast, there are people who swim all winter, the polar bears or whatever, they all have different names. So they might not be surfing and with their boards, but I think there are a lot of older people who just love to get out into the ocean. And I've found from emails that I get from around the country, the book sort of has hit a chord, touched their lives as well. They've got little grommets coming up who they're keen to read it to.
Well, Diane, Karen, thank you both so much for joining me on the record this morning and having a chat about your wonderful book.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was author Diane Wolfer and illustrator Karen Blair telling us all about their book, Granny Gromit and Me. It follows a young swimmer who's a little bit afraid to go into the waves, but gets the courage after seeing their granny surfing those waves.